Welcome to the Beulah 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 Cache. Hopefully right now you'll be at the starting point, which is in front of, well, a very large road sign. You'll see three main titles on it. You'll see Otatara at the top, to the left. You'll see Bluff, to the right. You'll see City Centre. And pay attention to the location. Otatara, up the top, in front. Bluff, to the left. City Centre, to the right. This cache is easiest to find at night time, just because it's quieter. It's in a busy place, the Ground Zero. And there's a couple clues along the way to finding the actual cache container itself. And so, let's start the tour. Facing the sign, if you turn left, the sign is now to your right. You'll see a two-story house over in front, on the other side of the road. Going across the road, the sign to our right, crossing the road towards the two-story house. Okay, we're going to turn to our left again, so we're facing away completely from the sign. The sign is behind us now. We've got the street to our left, and we're going to walk towards the corner where we'll see a former shop, red building on the corner. To our right is the Rose Lodge Rest Home and Retirement Village. See the sign on the right, caution, 5 elderly pedestrians. So be cautious, there's 5 elderly pedestrians. And if I've seen the movie Red Dragon, and if that movie Red Dragon ever taught me anything, it's that people with false teeth can really leave a nasty bite and really hurt. So watch out and make sure you keep an eye on them. There's 5 of them, there should be 5 of them. So if you only see 4, look out. Okay, we're now on the corner with the red corner shop to our right, and if we look to our left, you'll see the St. Mary's Basilica. And at night time, the stained glass windows at the top, it's quite beautiful. Not as pretty as a modern Apple store with its clear glass, but you know, pomp and circumstance. So we've turned to our right, we're walking past the red shop on the corner. Street's still to our left. Coming up, you'll see 2 large chimneys on our right.
Here!
Bueller. 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 Bueller.
I recall Central Park in fall. How you saw your dress. What a mess, I confess.
He's a loser. He ain't even go to class. Bueller. Trade the Grammy plaques just to have my granny back. Remember she had that bad hip like a fanny pack.
So hopefully now you're on the corner, you'll see the green fence to our right. We're going to turn to our right. Still got the green fence to our right. And now the 2 thin chimneys to our left. Just to our right here, there's a garden with some rocks in it. And you'll see a street light right at the end of the garden. And a power utility box. And gee, maybe if you stop here, right underneath the light, you never know what you might find. Right by the light post, there might be a fake rock. Who knows? Might be a fake rock underneath the light. And it might look a bit like a potato, kind of, not really. Inside, you never know, might even have the first part of a clue, which you can hear. So, looking at the clue, you'll be able to see the first part of the coordinates to finding the final thing. So feel free to pause this audio right here while you take down the first part of the GPS coordinates from the clue. Okay, now with the first part down, let's continue on the way we were going with the Rose Lodge Rest Home Community Village on our right. We'll see another sign on the driveway saying caution 5 elderly pedestrians. I hope there's still 5 of them. There might have been a breakout.
So dangerous about a character like Ferris Bueller is he gives good kids bad ideas.
Uh-huh.
Last thing I need at this point in my career is 1,500 Ferris Bueller disciples running around these halls. He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Thank you, Grace. I think you're wrong.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Mr. Peterson? No, I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do. Well, I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
Well, I really don't know, sir. I mean, I didn't think I was talking to you. I thought I was talking to somebody else. You know, sir, that I would never...
Straight ahead, you'll see a logo saying Big T.
I begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
Yes. This isn't over yet, Buster. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Peterson.
Call me sir, goddammit.
Yes, sir.
That's better. Now you just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
Bueller. Ferris Bueller.
So now hopefully you're on the corner. Straight ahead you see the Big T logo. And right now, I guess to our left would be Bluff from the original sign. To our right would be the city centre. So we're going to turn right towards the city centre. And if we stop right by another utility box, right by the white fence, buried telephone cables, inquire post office before excavating. Oh, that sounds like a warning. It's not quite as dire a warning as caution 5 elderly pedestrians who could bite you, but it should be respected, I think. So right by the box, if you look behind it, there might be some plastic bags left there, and those could be useful when you get to the ground zero of the cache and need to hide the giant cache container somewhere. If you take a plastic bag with you, it might be more convenient. And also behind there, there might be a small Eclipse Mint container, and it might have the second and final part of the GPS coordinates behind the electrical power box. So hopefully you've picked a good time to visit the geocache. It's a quiet time of the night, hopefully, ideally, or of the day. You'll be able to put the coordinates into your GPS receiver or your iPhone, or I suppose those Android things. Hopefully you can put the coordinates in and it'll take you right to the final place, I was going to say the final resting place, of the Bueller cache.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
And please sign the logbook. And feel free to take the Ferrari for a spin. And to leave a travel bag or a geocoin of your own.
A grown-up Ferris Bueller charms his way out of paying child support. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Popular 80s movie character Ferris Bueller still has it. The Illinois native reported today that his considerable charisma has allowed him to avoid making child support payments for his two sons. Many present at Cook County Circuit Court say Bueller, quote, charmed the pants off Judge Hastings. We have this audio clip from the proceedings.
How'd you get to be so sweet?
Years of practice.
Only last month, Bueller talked his way into enough federal funds to purchase a new Ferrari to commemorate his late friend Cameron, who was murdered by his father in 1986. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
For in-depth interviews and insightful reviews of movies, music, and books, it's all there at avclub.com.
Bueller? 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 Bueller?
He's sick.
Still here? It's over. Go home. Go.